Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Oh, good morning, Ed. So good to be with you again this Sunday and with all of our listeners. Like you said, I'm a family practice doctor, primary care here for over 20 years now, working with CHI Memorial. And I also want to give a shout out to my friends at Benchmark Physical Therapy. We had them on last week. Really enjoyed having Jason Lacey here. And also to LHC Group, that's Louisiana Healthcare, also sponsors of our show, along with many other valued sponsors like CHI, that is our title sponsor. Home Care Solutions Home Health is an LHC corporation, as is Heartlight Hospice of Dalton. I love working with these guys. Great people, just wonderful, wonderful, serving the residents of Northwest Georgia. But the biggest shout out goes to CHI Memorial. Again, the title sponsors of our show, wonderful people. And I just want to say a thank you for the fact they are building a hospital in Northwest Georgia. I just can't say enough about that. So we're going to have a new hospital within, I would say, 3 to 4 years, right near my office, which is 4700 Battlefield Parkway. Just can't say enough about those guys. A little message from them, by the way. CHI Memorial invites you to the 7th annual Elizabeth's Outrun Melanoma 5K and Walk on Saturday, May 11th, 2019 at the Enterprise South Nature Park. All proceeds of this event benefit the Elizabeth R. Smith Melanoma Fund at CHI Memorial, which supports the prevention, awareness, and research of melanoma, which is a serious form of skin cancer. Now, the first 250 registrants will receive a free hat. If you need more information, call 423-495-7465. And the last thing for me is a big happy Easter to you, Ed, and to all of our listeners.
Thank you, my friend. And yes, I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And we have just celebrated our 40th anniversary a few weeks ago, and it was a huge gala downtown. And I was very honored to be speaking and had a couple standing ovations, which meant the world to me. All many 270 people attended, and they were showing their appreciation for what Nutrition World has done to help support their health over the decades. And we did have a waiting list, so I'm sorry for the people who could not get in. But Nutrition World, for those who don't know, is started as a health food store in 1979, but it's progressed into what we consider more of a wellness center. It's a venue that you can actually access many pieces to this puzzle of health. And I know that you, Dr. Green, and myself, we talk constantly about the fact that it's not really an exact science with this conversation of being healthy and getting healthy. There's a lot that goes into a toolbox, and anyone who thinks they own the only toolbox, I certainly can debate with all day long. I love you because the fact that you understand that it is like a recipe for a cake, and you can't leave out two or three of the things and expect it to turn out well. And you are wonderful about that kind of attitude. I do see changes. I do see more open-mindedness, but it is slow coming, and sometimes it pulls my hair out. I did go on a rant on Clint Powell's podcast this last week about that exact thing and the fact that pregnant women are not being tested for vitamin D levels, because we now know with conclusive evidence that if we can get a vitamin D level of a pregnant woman to 40 nanograms per milliliter, the chances of many of the side effects of preterm births will be reduced about 50%. And you
let me throw something in there, Ed. Yeah. You know, it's odd. A couple of weeks ago, I started getting a lot of kickback. I check, you know, vitamin D, magnesium levels, a lot of things routinely that some don't. And I find a lot of, say, low vitamin D, I'll just pick on that, But insurance companies right now are not wanting to pay for screening. It's just one of those sad facts. Now, if you're in a concierge care and are paying out of pocket, no problem. If you're trying to get a private insurance company or perhaps state or federal, it might be more difficult. You need a pre-existing diagnosis of vitamin D deficiency to even be able to check.
Oh, what a game. And, I understand some of that, and I don't understand other parts. The thing is, the common sense says that if we can reduce preterm births significantly, the cost that the insurance company will pay will save them a ton of money in the long run. However, what we do at Nutrition World is I try to give people their own tools. When people run into these issues, you can go to my podcast called The Holistic Navigator under products. You can order any blood test you want. All you have to do is put in your credit card number and click a button, and you will get a requisition in 2 hours. You then will go down on Holtzclaw Avenue, and you can request anything you want. So the vitamin D is about $45, I do believe. And so that's an option, theholisticnavigator.com under products.
And that's not a bad price.
No, it's not a bad price. In fact, that they have about 20 to 60% discounts on every single blood test. I think a CBC is $15. A CMP is about $15. So that's pretty darn good, isn't it?
Maybe one day, yeah, it is a good price. Maybe one day we'll have an impact and they'll understand screening does have benefit. I hope so.
Well, I have a friend, and he's actually a person I know pretty well, who was diagnosed with Hep C. And they don't know where he got it. It was a strange mystery, but he's been having symptoms for 2 years. Well, the insurance company now will not pay for his treatment. They want to wait till he gets cirrhosis. Can you believe that?
Makes no sense.
Yeah. Now, the treatment's expensive. He said it was $70,000 for the drug, but why would you want to wait? Because you know it's going to... Do they hope that he dies before that? What's the deal?
Or they're looking for the short-term gains.
Yeah, short-term. That's, yeah, because, you know, really, corporations, I don't know if insurance runs the same way, but corporations really live and die on the next quarter. I mean, the smart ones don't, but most of them, because of stockholders, we want to produce a profit just for the next two quarters. Well, that's not thinking 5 years down the road. So when this gentleman gets cirrhosis, it is going to cost more, but that's not really in the picture right now.
And that's one of those things that's worth fighting the insurance company for.
Well, and he is. He's appealed, but you know how that...
Well, he can get, I used to do that job myself. I've been a medical director for more than one insurance company as well. Loved doing that job, and it was nice to figure out what the right thing to do was. I didn't have to think so much as a business person, but as a doctor.
Well, again, there you go, saying something that I don't hear often, doing the right thing. And in corporations and in the medical field, both, it's not always done. And you sparked me with one other thing. I verbalize a lot more probably on other venues than here, but my deepest concern of glyphosate on all of our foods. Glyphosate is Roundup. It is an antibiotic. It is doing bad things to us on many levels. I loved, and in fact, I posted last night, the fact that finally, despite the fact that people are winning millions of dollars who are getting cancer because of this, Costco has removed Roundup from their store. That's huge.
Way to go, Costco.
Yeah, way to go, Costco. They're doing something for the right thing instead of just profits. And I just give them accolades all the way to the moon and back.
And if people don't know, by the way, a lot of people, I found out patients didn't know, you do not have to be a Costco member to use the pharmacy. So if people didn't know that, now you do.
Really?
Just go in and say, I'm just going to the pharmacy. You could do business at the pharmacy and then leave. You do not have to be a member.
You are kidding.
I am not.
Now, do you know about the app GoodRx?
Oh, I use it about every day.
Okay.
And there's two versions. There's one for doctors, one for patients.
So you recommend it?
Absolutely, yes.
Because I'm telling people in the store, like a lady this past week who was on a blood pressure medicine. She lost her insurance. She said, I can't afford it. And I said, GoodRx, go for it.
And a lot of times people will say, they'll take their GoodRx coupon. It's supposed to be $10. And they'll say you have to do a prior approval. No, it's meant for cash pay. So that's the way it's supposed to work. Mm-hmm. The first time I used it, gosh, the app had just come out. Someone came in, couldn't afford a medication. It was going to be maybe, let's say, $70 a month. And I checked, and it was free at Publix. Go Publix for your free drugs. They do give out a lot of free medication. And just sent them down there. They were happy customers of Publix.
You got to learn to play the game, people, on many levels, but especially in this health conversation. And for those who aren't familiar with it, you have to download an app called GoodRx.
Right? And also, there is, that's right, and it's free. Right. And there is one for providers, for people who don't know how to do that. You can actually send the QR code to your patient as well, in case there are providers listening. And there are plenty of people that just don't know how to download the app, don't know how to work any technology. So we can do it for them.
Now, when you say send it, you're going to email it?
You can email it or text it to their phone.
Wow. I love to know that, because there again, you deal, I know, with a lot of people who, there's some that don't even have a computer, may not even have a cell phone, right?
Yeah, and if they don't have a cell phone or a computer, you're kind of stuck with that. It's hard to help them use GoodRx, but it is possible to help them if they have a device and really don't know how.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm so glad we talked about that, because that again, is a part of the toolbox to help manage your health. Again, don't let one single entity give you all the answers. You need to think for yourself and do some investigation and find people who are trustworthy. That's the thing to me. I have gone through, 40 years of business, and even in the field of nutrition, there's charlatans in every field. There's people who don't care. There's people who don't know. Well, I don't want to have something within my venue and my store and my education that's not sound. And so we have to be very on our game, as you are, Dr. Green, about information, people, referring. I've asked you before about, I've got this client and he's got these issues. Who do you recommend? You think about it. You don't just on the cuff say, just go over here, do that. No, you know the right people. Doesn't mean it's always perfect, but you're doing the best you can with the knowledge you have at this time. And again, it comes back to caring. I hope that more and more healthcare providers are listening to people like you.
Well, if you do the right thing, you can sleep at night. And I just got a thought, if people didn't have a mobile device, didn't know how to use that, you can call the pharmacies. I mean, call around like Publix. Mm-hmm. They have 6 for free. I think amoxicillin is one, maybe one of the sulfa drugs like Bactrim, for instance. But they have a lot for free, at least 6 that I can think of. And just call Publix and ask, and call around, see what they're giving away.
Wow. And I will say, anyone who really is frustrated, you can come to Nutrition World. We help people all the time with their phones, trying to get the right things and trying to download the right information. So, if you come in and ask for me, I'm not saying my employees will know, but please feel free to come in and ask, and I'll help you download the app.
And probably the medical providers, most of them in the area, would be able to do that too.
Absolutely. Well, guess what? It's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a very interesting discussion with Dr. Jeff Mullins on prostate health. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back here with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And today we have an amazing guest, Dr. Jeff Mullins with CHI Memorial. He is a urologist. And I will say before I actually get him on the radio, people have certainly expressed so many different concerns of their health with me over the 40 years. And as men get older, this is probably the most common question I get asked is, about urinary flow, what can help prevent things, what about biopsies, what about different options. And, some of the old school information I wasn't super pleased with, but things are changing, and people like Dr. Mullins are on the cutting edge of much better options. So welcome to Vital Health Radio, Dr. Mullins.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. And, looking over some of the information, what I want to know for my clients and for the people listening to the show, and I'm sure Dr. Green may also want to do this, men, first off, are absolutely terrified of biopsies. Tell me about this fusion biopsy and some of the details with that, please.
So the goal with PSA screening, or trying to tell if a man has prostate cancer, is to actually try and avoid prostate biopsies. And so what we're doing in men who have an elevated PSA is we're getting an MRI to understand their risk of having cancer in their prostate. And so getting an MRI does two things. In the majority of men, it actually avoids having a prostate biopsy, which is obviously a huge plus. In men who need a prostate biopsy, we're able to use the MRI and this fusion technology to do a smarter, safer prostate biopsy and actually target the lesion within the prostate that may be cancerous, as opposed to just guessing and hoping you get it.
Wow, that makes such sense. So now, is insurance friendly to this?
Yeah, that's not a problem at all. Insurers used to not cover an MRI in the setting of an elevated PSA, but in the face of two randomized controlled trials, level one evidence, insurers are now covering this at about 80 to 90% rate.
Cool. And I know you, Dr. Green, have had many, I'm sure, expressed the fear of, you know, being needled 50 times and all the side effects that can come from that. And this is far, far more gentler.
Yeah, if you think back to the old days, it was just a lot of blind biopsies and a lot of pain. Dr. Mullins doesn't know this, but my sister is a urologist, so, you know, she tells me, you know, everything that's up and coming. And I love hearing any advance, because I don't like going to doctors. I think most men, like you said, are afraid of doctors. They're afraid of biopsies. And women are much better at preventive care than men are in general. And then you get people like us that are doctors. We'll avoid other doctors at all costs. So we're even worse.
That's right.
Well, I'm a part of that crowd also. You know, I'm, because of my 40 years of just being totally engrossed in the world of nutrition and study, I know the China study, and I'll just say this very quickly, was a study done back in the 50s, I think, and it's promoting the value of foods and health and how it truly affects us. Well, in the China study, there was something like 5,000 men in Japan they did biopsies on or autopsies on after their death, and only 6 out of 5,000 had prostate cancer. That's 1950s because of their diet. We are doing it to ourselves, and it is a sad case because it's become the norm. It's like, oh, it's going to happen. Well, it is, because we're creating that. But I'm sorry, I had to get my rant in, Dr. Mullins. I hope that's okay.
You're absolutely right. Inflammation is a huge driver of cancer and disease in general. And our diet is very pro-inflammatory in the United States.
Oh, I love you saying that, because that's not always with specialists. Sometimes they seem to be lagging behind on that conversation. So you do school people and your patients on the diet and the importance of that.
Absolutely. When someone has a life-changing event like a cancer diagnosis, that's a turning point in their life. And we try to use that to help them make positive changes. Eating right, stop smoking, moderate drinking, all kinds of things. And so I think it's my job to help them make good lifestyle choices after a diagnosis like that.
Well, besides quitting smoking, which would be probably a more obvious thing, are there any specific dietary changes you recommend?
So when you make dietary changes, you have to do things that people can actually accomplish over the long term. And so I give people simple advice. When you go to the grocery store, if you stay on the periphery of the grocery store, you'll do a great job. Fruits and vegetables, lean meats, a little bit of dairy, all the stuff in the middle that isn't actually food, if you avoid that, you'll be doing pretty good.
That sounds familiar, Ed.
I think I said that last week on this show.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and you're so true. Now, let's just hope the grocery stores don't listen and then start putting cookies on the outside. That could be a problem.
And that periphery does not include the area with the cakes, by the way, which is also on the periphery.
Well, that is true. Yeah. The croissants and the cakes are out there. So, but that's kind of not really out there, but just close to being
like
out there.
Annex.
Yeah, that's right. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. And we are with Dr. Jeff Mullins, CHI Memorial urologist, having a wonderful conversation about, you know, partially prevention, but also, secondly, a male who is having issues, and the fact that these new fusion biopsies are far less damaging and are more common sense and wise than anything we've had in the past. Now, let's just say a man, and I hear this constantly, you know, and I have it myself. I mean, I'm 62, and it just comes with the territory that the water hose isn't quite working as well as it used to. And I've had several of my clients who have, and I don't know who they went to for this, but the resume procedure. Tell me about that. I mean, the people who gave me feedback, the old Roto-Rooter, which I always just despise the whole concept of that. This is different. These people did so freaking well about this, and now their urinary flow is like they're 25 years old again. What about it?
Right. So we're trying to make all treatments in urology, whether cancerous or non-cancerous, less invasive. And Rezūm is one way to do that. And so traditional treatment for men with an obstructive problem involved removing tissue with certain quality of life or sexual side effects. And Rezūme is a way to use a steam-based therapy to shrink the prostate, improve urination, and maintain normal sexual function.
Now, is that an in-office or is that an OR procedure?
So the good news and bad news, it's an in-office procedure. So the good news is you're not being put to sleep. The bad news is we are doing it with you awake under some local anesthesia.
And it's insurance friendly again?
Yeah, it has been. You know, with all new technology, how we code these things changes with time. But, you know, that's a minor problem. This therapy, I believe, is here to stay. We've had good results in my practice with it. And, it's been a real game changer for us.
Is it a one-time procedure?
It is a one-time procedure. And so this space has been occupied by numerous treatments over the years. And the important thing with this, it burns no bridges. So if you get it done when you're, say, 55, and it works great for 10 years, and then at 65 you need to do something else, nothing has changed. You can do it again. You can do something else. There's all kinds of things that are out there.
I love that. And you're saying it's using steam.
Yeah. So it's a very short procedure. So there's a specialized scope, and there's a needle that comes out of the scope, which doesn't actually hurt, believe it or not. And this needle is hooked up to a generator, which actually gives a 8-second steam treatment per needle stick to the prostate. So typical treatment time is less than 5 minutes.
What about recovery? Mm-hmm.
Catheter for a couple days. Basically, pain is minimal, back to normal after the catheter comes out. Max benefit 4 to 6 weeks later.
Man, a lot better than the old Roto-Rooter.
Yep.
That is so freaking impressive. I'm so glad that we can talk about this, because when my people were coming in, you know, they didn't know the detail. They just said, oh, they did this and it really worked and I'm happy. And I know we're going to cover this in a minute. So if someone's wanting right now to figure out how do they contact you, how would they do that to get to you?
So my office number is 423-697-0072. We can go to our website, which I believe is memorial.org.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And again, you can go to vitalhealthradio.com in a short period of time, and this interview will be on there, so you can always access that. Now, for let's go lastly to a man who, and I know that I've talked to several urologists, and it's an interesting concept about, you know, some of these people are actually now looking at prostate cancer almost like you would manage blood pressure if it's not in that 15% of super aggressiveness. Mm-hmm. Is that your view also?
Right. So my goal is actually to try and not detect the things that don't need to be detected. So if we catch a lot of low-grade cancers, that leads to anxiety, more costs to the medical system for something that really was never destined to bother a man. So that's how MRI and these fusion biopsies comes into play. We're detecting less low-grade cancers. If you do have a low-grade cancer, especially in men who are, you know, older than 60, mm-hmm. the strong recommendation is to just watch it.
Wow. And you watch that through the PSA, or what other watching?
PSA, MRI, we do have to do periodic biopsies. Mm-hmm. Pathology is how we make sure the cancer is not getting worse. Mm-hmm. One thing I will tell you is that as far as treatment of prostate cancer, something that's literally brand new and only being done in a couple of places in the United States or the world, is this thing called a retzia-sparing radical prostatectomy. And so the biggest deal with surgery is urinary incontinence. And so this new technique using the robot actually doesn't disrupt any sort of surrounding support structures to the urethra. And the guys that I've done this on, 80%, if not more, have been continent totally dry by 2 weeks, which is a game changer as far as prostate cancer treatment goes.
Wow. How about erectile dysfunction?
That lags behind a little bit, but in appropriate people who get nerve-sparing operations, it actually is better as well.
Mm. Yeah, I just had a friend pass away. He did manage his prostate cancer very well. He passed away last week, and it was certainly a sad moment for me. But he used a lot of nutritional therapies. He really believed, and I do too, that curcumin is a very specific herb that can be very beneficial to helping maintain the health of the prostate, because it's anti-inflammatory and it has a specific nature for some of these unhealthy cells, along with raising the vitamin D level to at least 50 nanograms. But, mm-hmm. you know, that's a whole, sometimes that's not your conversation. Sometimes it can be. I mean, you sound like to me, like on my team.
Right. No, I am. So everyone wants to do something proactive after a diagnosis that doesn't include radiation or surgery or biopsies. And so there's actually really good evidence about nutritional supplements that are out there. And so I encourage guys to eat pomegranate. Pomegranate has high level of evidence in the metastatic setting. Lycopenes or tomatoes and green tea. These are all things that have been proven to have beneficial impact on prostate cancer.
Any effect on other cancers that you know of?
Not that I know of, but I can't imagine that it wouldn't, because again, we get back to our root cause, which is inflammation.
And the fact that, you know, there's a lot of association between, and I'm not going to say the word meats, because I really believe it has a lot more to do with these heterocyclic amines that are produced when you barbecue, you cook meats at high temperatures. It's almost like when you eat a hamburger that's super grilled, it's like smoking three packs of cigarettes. So, you know, that's, it's all about learning the details. Again, the devil's in the details with so much, including the foods we eat. I mean, that's why we're on this show, and that's why I do everything I can. So you are, I want your business cards. You are going to be the man. I'm going to send everybody to Dr. Mullins. I'm just so impressed with what I've just heard. Aren't you, Dr. Green?
Absolutely. I like hearing all the really primary care approaches and natural approaches you're offering as well.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, all right. It is time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we are going to be discussing more about your health. That plus more to come for Dr. Green. I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us. Thank you.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Green, and we got always a lot to talk about. Have you eaten any place new this week, Dr. Green?
Not new, but I did go to Food Works again over the last couple of weeks. I love going to that place. Great atmosphere. And really do like, strangely, the collards and the Brussels sprouts. Very good there.
And same with me. I went there on Wednesday night and had cabbage and salmon.
And their salmon is really good.
It is. Yeah. You know, I do really, really try to find salmon that is wild caught. I do not trust the farm raised, because I've seen it, and I saw it out in Oregon. I saw a salmon farm that was farm raising. It was, number one, pathetic for the fish, and it would be like your goldfish tank that should hold 5 fish, but you just dump 25 in the tank, and so it's just simply not a healthy atmosphere. It doesn't mean all of them are doing it that way, but it made me very leery, because they're actually eating each other's you know, doo-doo and all that stuff, and they're feeding them basically big bags of dog food and cat food. Really, that's all it is. So they're nutritionally terribly deficient. In fact, some of the salmon farmers have to give the salmon an ingredient to make them actually turn the color of salmon, because they're so deficient they can't do it on their own. So I didn't ask the question, because it was all I didn't want to know the answer of whether it was wild caught or not, because we have to do the best we can with what we have in front of us. And I've dealt with people, and you have too probably, that have such a fear of food that I think the fear is more toxic than the ingredient in the bad food. So I'm not allowing myself to fall into that place. But I did eat it, and I hate to even say this, because they're going to close in about 8 weeks, at Terra Nostra. Have you eaten there?
No, but I've heard of it. Closing for good or moving?
For good. They're a family from, they've been doing this for 20 years. It's near Fraser Avenue, near Walgreens. I can't think of the other intersection. But my sister and my daughter both had a birthday, so we went down there on a week ago, and I can't even use the words to express the quality of the food. These are the kind of people we're losing in the field of food. They source everything. They research it. They know where every spice came from. They are exquisite at picking out only the premier ingredients, and they have a chef that is just to die for. I mean, the salmon I had, and everything. I mean, it was just so mouthwatering. I cannot wait to go back. And then I was told they're going to close in 8 weeks. So anyone who wants to torture themselves with getting a fabulous meal and knowing they're not going to have too many more, go to Terra Nostra. And like I said, near Walgreens, near Fraser Avenue and the Walnut Street Bridge. So go try to go. I want to hear your feedback.
Yeah, so many good places down there. So is it anywhere close to Mamacita's or?
Around the block from there.
Around the block.
Yeah, Terra Nostra. I do want to mention one thing. We did have a hemp lecture. I flew a guy in. I think he lives in Oregon, from a company called Green Earth Medicinals. And his name is Doug. And Katie and I, my daughter, we actually sat down and listened to the lecture. We both work way too hard. We, you know, didn't have to sit there and listen, but I want to learn everything I can. And he had an analogy that I think is so valid for CBD, because CBD is, I mean, I had a lady yesterday, their eye doctors sent them in. We're having more healthcare professionals send people in for CBD because of pain, anxiety, and sleep than anything I have ever witnessed in 40 years.
And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I had the opportunity, really, to talk at an Alzheimer's lecture series, educational series, and I got more questions on CBD, or let's say as many on that as I did on diet, exercise, just routine things. So I don't know about CBD and memory loss or Alzheimer's, but have you ever read anything on that? Any relation to improving memory?
The thing is, CBD, which stands for cannabinoids, works on a system of the body. When you talk about systems, you can think about it like we have a digestive system. We have a cardiovascular system. Well, guess what? They discovered that there's a system that you were not taught in medical school, most likely, called the endocannabinoid system. This system is the one, is almost like an orchestra director that is waving the wand of 1,000 different processes in the physical and a mental body. So when you lose your director of the orchestra, you know, the instruments can still play, but it's not going to be on tune, and it won't be as enjoyable as it would be if it were on tune. Well, CBD tunes it back up. It's bringing back in the orchestra director. Well, guess where 80% of the 10,000 plus receptor sites are found? It's found in the brain. Well, we do know that, of course, Alzheimer's is a brain-related condition. I'm not saying that it's going to be a magic bullet, but I am saying that we need to balance the endocannabinoid system or things will not work optimally.
Well, I use it more or recommend it more for anxiety and pain and energy.
Yeah, and the thing is with CBD, there's 200 terpenes. That's the active breakdown of different components in CBD. We now know, and I do know because I've probably worked more in involving myself learning of this than anything in the past 10 years. It's almost like like if you have on your toolbox, you would have multiple ways to lower blood pressure in people. Well, they each can have different ways of doing that. The end result is hopefully the same, but you can do it by different mechanisms. Well, guess what? We have CBDs that work on anxiety that won't work on pain because the terpenes are different. We have the opposite. We'll only do pain but won't do one daggum thing for sleep. So we are in a learning process. We at Nutrition World, we know as much as anyone about that, so we can help people hopefully better. Now, the thing that Doug said at this lecture the other night, which was so, so impressive, you know, CBD is not CBD because he said, you know what, I'm a wine connoisseur. He said, do you really believe that I could go to Italy, get some of the cuttings off the grapes in Italy, bring them back to North Georgia, grow them from those same cuttings, and expect that wine to be the same as what I enjoyed in Italy? No, because it all comes from the soil. And all these people who are farmers, and I love farmers, of course, but they don't always... They think that CBD is like corn and tobacco. You plant it, you grow it, you harvest it, and you sell it. It isn't, because it does two, or actually three, really bad things. It accumulates lead from the soil faster than any plant there is, almost. So heavy metals is hugely important to not have. They're not even testing most of these companies. Ours do. We check everything out. Secondly, it grows mold like your bathroom wall will if you don't clean it. It's terrible for mold. So if it sits in a warehouse for a few weeks in a humid condition, you're getting mold in your CBD. We make sure none of our brands have that. So CBD is not CBD. And he said, finally, you know, the CBD industry does not have this quality standards or ethics that the nutrition industry does, because they just are out. I'm not saying they're out just for money, but they just don't have the same philosophy that people like, you know, Nutrition World does. I'm bragging, yes, but it is true. So be a wary consumer, and we have a lot to learn, and Realm of Caring is a place where you can learn a ton about which CBD does what for what. And I have had people lose their jobs. So again, I'm repeating for the 500th time, do not believe these people who say it is THC free. It may be, but it probably is not. And I hated it for the gentleman who lost his job with 2 years of retirement left at a trucking company. And I had to testify just for him to get unemployment insurance. And luckily, the state of Tennessee did grant that to him.
Now, you mentioned Realm of Caring, mm-hmm. which was looking more for what these CBDs do. Is there one that looks at the quality control?
They do that also. But there isn't a really good, because the problem is every week there's 20 new companies. And I have a gentleman, and on nutritionw.com, you can log on and see Seth is my guru of CBD. He spends 20 hours a week looking into companies, getting certificate of analysis, calling them, sometimes visiting the companies. And we've turned down 90% of every company who says, oh, we have some for sale at really low cost. We don't really care about cost. We care about quality, even though ours is very value-based. So it's a learning curve, and it's not easy. It's just not easy. I have to say, it's frustrating. It's not easy. I'm not going to use CBD and hemp that I do not have absolute guarantee does not have lead and mold in it. I mean, you help yourself with one hand and you stab yourself in the back with the other. It makes no sense to me. It just doesn't. So I'm on. There goes my rant on CBD again. Allergies. Are you feeling it, Dr. Green?
Oh, yeah. They're probably hearing that in my voice. I'll tell you what. Yeah, and I refuse. I'm a horrible patient, so I refuse to see anybody about my allergies, but I've only had them since birth, so I figure I can live with that. I've really learned how. But yeah, just the congestion, swelling, it's really hard to breathe and not cough and sneeze, especially right here while we're on the air. I'll tell you what, it's a time for all of my friends in the allergy industry to probably make all their money like retail at Christmas right now.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure they're happy people. But yeah, my sinuses are not quite as happy, but I'm loving the spring flowers. It's mm-hmm. just beautiful out there, enjoying being out. What beautiful times we're having right now.
Well, I know there's a whole list of options that help people feel better. And you know, and I know there's not a pill to fix allergies. It's not like I have a UTI and you're going to give me an antibiotic and it actually does kill the bacteria, then I'm well.
Frankly, avoidance is one of the best things. I mean, having mm-hmm. good filters for your house, for mm-hmm. the air filtration, keeping your car on recirculate, salt water sprays to wash out your sinuses, taking baths when you've been out in the weather to get the pollens off of you, changing clothes. I mean, there's some simple things you can do, but you're right. I mean, Flonase and Claritin are not going to fix everyone.
No, and it, you know, if they help you to live a better quality day tomorrow, it's fine. In the field of nutrition, there is a natural antihistamine called quercetin, spelled with a Q, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N. I love quercetin because it actually blocks the mast cells, which is part of the cells that cause the swelling. It blocks them from releasing histamine. Now, that's differently than the way the drug works, so it does take a couple days before it kicks in. If you do it every 6 hours with the approval of your healthcare professional, totally safe, will not cause you to have any stimulant or prostate swelling or sleepiness. So I love quercetin if I am having any swelling. I'm very fortunate. And you're right, the exposure thing, and my girlfriend, I replace her filters for her because most people don't realize you need to buy the really expensive filters. These little cheap things are not going to stop the pollens. It's not going to stop the mold. It's not going to stop the little molecules. You have to spend the money on the ones that are allergen. I think 3M makes that one, and that's what I'm using. And it's still not fantastic, but it's like a cup running over. You know, you don't have the symptom till the pollen and all that gets to a certain level. And then it's like, oh, my gosh. Well, let's empty some of that cup. Let's do it like you said, washing, clothes, recirculate on your car. That's a big one.
But you're like me. You're going to get out there and enjoy the weather, go out in the parks, ride your bike, jog, all these things. So we're still going to be exposed no matter what. And, you know, get out there and enjoy the weather.
Yeah, life's too short not to do that. And for me, I'm taking quercetin every 6 hours just to ensure that I'm having less swelling. And it does work. So I'm very, very happy with that. I need to bring you a bottle. You can be my guinea pig.
Let's start today.
Dang. I didn't know you were having allergies or I would have brought it, you know? Yep. And I am always excited to talk about CBD and hemp because I've never in 40 years seen any part of our industry or even the world explode as CBD has, because it almost has the blessings now of people who are not even into complementary or, you know, nutritional stuff, because they have no choice. The momentum is huge. And luckily, the Farm Bill, which was passed about 5 months ago, is legalized CBD. Saying that, a guy in Trenton was just arrested 2 weeks ago and was carted to jail, along with confiscating all of his cash and everything in his little hemp store, because small town knowledge is small town knowledge, and they were clueless, so they thought it was illegal, so they carted him off to court. So, well,
poor guy.
Yeah, poor guy. I'm sure he's back, but look at the headache. Guess what? Time for us to already take a break. When we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my friend Dr. Christopher Green for Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed, and this spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale Baptist Church, please visit their website or visit their free app. It's downloadable on any Android or Apple device. Their website is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. And again, a happy Easter to everyone. Now, today we are going to talk a bit about faith. You may have heard the terms walking by faith and living by faith before. Well, I want to talk about faith in a redeemed life, a life lived fiercely in faith despite what others may see as a life with a past of failures and brokenness. Living by faith means walking to the end of what you can see, then taking one more step. Jonathan Swift said that vision is the art of seeing things invisible. Now let's consider the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. This chapter is often called the Hall of Faith. We read about the faith of Abel and Enoch, Noah and Abraham, Sarah, Joseph, and Moses, as well as many others. Now this is a heady list. It is a long list of those who appear to be some of the peak performers in the Bible. And frankly, it is possible to feel just a little inadequate as we consider these great lives lived in faith compared to our own lives. But please look a little closer at that list. We are actually shown lives lived in faith despite past failures, redeemed lives. Noah was a man of faith, for sure. But a story is recorded of him getting drunk and having questionable behavior because of that. Abraham was a man of faith, but he also lied to the Pharaoh, saying that his wife was his sister. He also had a child with a servant while he was waiting on God's promised child. Isaac lied about Rebekah being his sister. Jacob deceived his own father. Moses had murdered an Egyptian. Rahab was a prostitute. Gideon was a doubter. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not trying to make you think less of these amazing people. On the contrary, I want you to see how God redeems the most broken lives into lives that can change the world. He can redeem us from any broken past and enable us to live fierce lives of faith as we walk with Him. As we place our trust in Him, Our pasts are of no consequence. His love is everlasting, and his mercies are new every morning. We cannot see faith. How can we live by it? Well, we can't see love or gravity or oxygen, but we live by those invisible things, and we know they are real. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Faith is real, and God's power to redeem our broken lives and transform them into lives lived by faith is real. Live a redeemed life fiercely and by faith in the God who makes that a reality. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Happy Easter. Ed?
Thank you, my friend, for such a peaceful and important message. You know, I was looking on CNN recently, just a few days ago, and I always use the phrase that sitting is the new smoking. And it truly is, because they've looked at inactivity and the effects that it has on long-term health. Well, CNN on Health News said an hour of activity may keep disability away, based on this new, fairly large research study. We're talking 1 hour a week. And I know you are very physically active, and I know you encourage all your patients to do that. But I still think that we have a lot of people who tend to have this mindset, I don't feel well, and I'm hurting, and if I'm active, it's going to hurt more. That's not really a logical way of thinking of it, is it?
No, there's actually, I mean, this doesn't go for all injuries, for instance, but for most people with arthritis, even osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, the exercise is painful at first, but you have a long-term reduction in your pain levels. I often tell people, I mean, you're right, we want longer duration of exercise, more frequency, at least 3 to 5 days a week, preferably when we're talking about aerobic exercise as opposed to resistance. But for patients that are receiving none, I'll ask them for, I mean, give me 5 minutes a day or 5 minutes a couple of days a week. Do something. I remember, and you didn't know me back then, but 20 years or so ago when I was getting back into an exercise program, the first thing I did was simply to go to a gym and sign up. That was my goal for the day. I didn't do anything. I signed up. The next time I went, 5 minutes on a stationary bike. And that's for someone who had previously been a distance runner. So to go from being, you know, an athlete to saying all I can do is 5 minutes on a stationary bike was humiliating for me. But I had to start somewhere. So I tell patients that story on a regular basis and say, you have to start somewhere. So did I. And, you know, now, as you know, I do a lot. But start small. Start with something you can do. Make sure it's something you enjoy. It could even be housework, anything.
Absolutely. But it needs to be a regular routine. And I always say, at least when people have gotten kind of past the initial stages, and they're like, you know, I'm really into the gym, but sometimes I'm missing and this and that. I say, personally, back in the day before I became too obsessed, which I work out 6 days a week now and I never miss, it's like brushing my teeth, but people shouldn't really or need to be at the level I'm at. I do it more from a mental state than I do physical. But I say, if you ask yourself, you wake up this morning and you say, did I work out yesterday? And the answer is yes, then you have the option to either work out or not work out today. If you wake up and say, did I work out yesterday? And the answer is no, then you know without any question you have to work out today. That, to me, I have to have that kind of rigid system in order to always perform well. Does that make sense, doesn't it?
That works. Any type of pattern that's going to grow into a habit. And that's what it needs to do, is be a habit, just like so many other things. But make, you know, most of our habits are not good habits. So make a good habit, and it could be any pattern you want. I like yours. That's really good. You know, I have the spiritual habit every morning, get up with my coffee and some devotion time. And it's critical to me. You know, that is important to me. And the exercise time is as well. And they're both calming for my mind and spirit.
And then that prepares you for the kind of quality day and the ability that you can put into yourself to serve others. Because I know, and most people probably are like myself, when I was younger, it was on a wing and a prayer every morning. You would grab that food, get whatever you needed, your information, maybe your gym bag, maybe your this. Half the time you'd forget something and you would go out always late and always speeding to wherever you need to go. That isn't I can't live that way anymore. I found that, yes, I'm somewhat rigid. Yes, maybe I'm frustrating to other people because they say, why don't you just sleep in? Why don't you just, you know, not go to Starbucks and do your reading and things like that? What I do works for me. And
habits are good, getting into that pattern. Preparation, we've talked about that. I mean, right now, my gym bag is in the car. When I get ready to go, there's no excuse. It's ready.
Bingo.
So, and I get that ready the day before. So you have to prepare. I do the same thing with food. Sometimes the food is a week in advance, but I'm preparing for the next week. I'm preparing for the next day. So there's no excuse. So you do have to get into the pattern and preparation and make it a lifestyle change. Make it a habit in your life.
Well, I do fly small planes, as I've mentioned several times, and that checklist is what keeps a pilot alive. It not only keeps the pilot alive, it keeps the passengers alive. So my ability to do the things that I do hopefully allows me to serve others better in regard to people at the store, my staff, and people who I care about on a personal basis. I do want to mention on the I did write an article that will be should be posted by now on nutritionw.com on charcoal. The my staff, what they do is they look into what is the most requested or hit upon topics in natural health throughout the nation. And believe it or not, the number one of lately was the difference between krill oil and regular fish oil. So I did an article on that. Well, recently, 2 weeks ago, it was charcoal. I had no clue. I didn't know people even cared about charcoal.
You're talking activated charcoal.
Activated charcoal, which we sell. We sell it in powder. We sell it in capsules. I've taken many of it. If I have loose stools, I'll take 6 to 8 pills. It works extremely well other than blackening your stool. And so I'm a huge fan of keeping charcoal on board in your house because it's an emergency kit for bad diarrhea and other things. And, well, you know, Dr. Green, it's still found in almost all emergency rooms.
Absolutely.
And if you can take a large dose, it will reduce any toxic poison you have. If you do it within 20 to 30 minutes, by 90%, it can actually save your life. So food poisoning or you're questioning things, I am a huge fan of charcoal. It's been used longer than any natural remedy that there ever has been.
And it has more obscure uses, and I'll tell you that off the air.
Oh, really? I can't wait to hear. Well, I know Sean uses it to cook burgers, probably. I don't know. And most people
do. It's so hard to light.
And the word, and this was what something I learned. I did not know. What is the difference between charcoal and activated? Activated means that they have exposed it to high heat so that it opens the sponge-like capacity of charcoal so that it absorbs more toxins. And you know what? We can now make it from, instead of coal, we can make it from coconut. So we have coconut charcoal. It's really cool. I love, you know, coconuts just everywhere, and I love it. I think it's important for my health and everybody's health. So grab you some charcoal capsules for the emergency. Don't wait till it happens. It's part of the toolkit. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake, a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon. Thank you for listening, and we will be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.